it's Ashley.
And Kim.
From Seeking Balance Podcast. Do you remember the last time you worked really hard on a project and then needed some external validation in the form of, you know, cash? That's what we're asking for. If you wouldn't mind, go to our Patreon account and help us continue to stay on air by donating a small amount every month. We will be here for you.
Just go to patreon.com/seekingbalancepodcast. That's PATREON. Click on become a patron and we would really, 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 really appreciate it.
Cupcakes gave me self-confidence that I didn't get anywhere else. From any other job, from any boss saying, oh, good job. I never got the same sort of sense of accomplishment in other jobs that I get when someone tells me or posts on Facebook. Someone just posted on Facebook, this beautiful, lovely, lovely human being. She's amazing. And she just posted the nicest thing about what my product added to her baby shower.
Hi, and welcome to Seeking Balance, a podcast for mom entrepreneurs. We're your hosts, Kim Inge and Ashley Benz. As moms and business owners, our lives are crazy busy, just like yours. And while there's really no such thing as the perfect work-life balance, we want to explore and share some tips, tricks, and tactics to help you improve your life and business as a mom. So hang with us while we talk raising babies and business. Today on the podcast, we have Ruth Scott with us, who is known as the Cupcake Queen and is the owner of Cupcakes by Ruth. So thanks so much for being with us, Ruth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So let's start out and talk about your family. Who all is in your family?
My family. Well, everyone that is under my household, I have myself and my 15-year-old daughter, who just had her last day of freshman year in high school today. So I now have a sophomore in high school. I can't believe it.
Wow. Very good. And you guys are ending school late then, right? June 12th? That's late.
Well, in New Jersey, they do things a little differently. We don't start. I think we start later than you all do in Kentucky. We're really all about the beach here. They call it down the shore. So we're really about the shore. And so school starts after, Labor Day. And so we go a little bit longer.
Oh, well, you get more quality summertime that way, I guess.
Well, you know, that time at the beach is really important.
Yeah.
Priorities. How did you end up there from Kentucky?
Well, I've had many steps along the way. I moved from Louisville when I was married to Pittsburgh, and then we moved to New Jersey, to Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I am no longer married, but I still live in New Jersey. So
there you go.
It's all good.
And your daughter, whose picture is available on your website, is adorable. So cute.
Oh, thank you. Yes, she's a little bit older than that now, but. She is my inspiration and my support, my cheerleader and my truth checker. She is an important part of my business.
Yeah. So talk to us about being a mom of a daughter and what that means as an entrepreneur.
Well, I am aware of what I am modeling for her. You know, starting my own business was really all about my daughter. I found myself no longer married and wanted to make sure that I was there to help my daughter sort of transition to our new world. I put her on the bus. I was there when she got off the bus. The house smelled good with cupcakes when she got home. I was already the cupcake mom anyway. So, the transition really made sense. I didn't put booze in the cupcakes for the kids at school, but that came later on. But I was already the cupcake mom. So for me, I'm aware of what I'm modeling for her. I'm aware that she sees me struggling and achieving and being resilient. And, you know, she knows how to network. My kid knows how to network. It's so funny. So, you know, our children are watching, even if we don't think that they're watching, they really, they see what we're doing. And you know, sort of where I'm in my business, she not only is my helper, but sometimes she's my inspiration. And, you know, sometimes she's sitting back watching all the little things that I do along the way.
Mm-hmm. Being an entrepreneur is so multifaceted. And I have to imagine that her growing up with that as the norm is really different than a lot of families.
I think it is our normal, but it's not everybody's normal. And maybe it's not about being normal. Maybe it's about our sort of our typical day to day. Because I tried to also teach her that there's no such thing as normal, in the same way that there's no such thing as perfect. You know, she does have parents, friends whose parents go off to work. She also has many friends whose parents are stay-at-home parents, or they do work for themselves. So, I think that, you know, I'm just sort of, you know, part of the mix. I'm just, it just is at this point. It is our every day. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes she's like, well, what are you working on? I said, well, you know, I'm trying some new flavor combinations. I mean, that's not normal, right? That's a little atypical. you know, it's sort of, I still have my business days where I send out my invoices and I send out my emails and I make my phone calls. So making cupcakes is such a small part of what I do. But I think a lot of kids are growing up with parents that have their own businesses and their own startups. I think now more than ever, maybe my parents didn't. That was atypical. You know, nobody sort of started their own business from scratch in the same way. And maybe they weren't even thought of as entrepreneurial. You know, it was sort of a different mindset. But I think now small businesses, especially small woman-owned and run businesses, is not quite as unusual as it once was.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether we credit that to the internet or whether we credit to the idea that the old, I stay at my job for 20 years and I have a pension, all that is gone. I don't know where that shift happened, but I agree. And none of us are relying on Social Security.
Well, isn't that the truth? And I'm a lot closer than you are. I'm 52. So I see it, and I see it going away. But I think that, I just think that times have changed. You know, I think that it's not quite as expected as it once was that there are stay-at-home moms. I have many friends that are stay-at-home moms, and I think they work just as hard as I do. I think we work hard in different ways. We mm-hmm. work differently.
Yeah.
I'm able to balance many things and sort of juggle, and a lot of stuff doesn't get done, and that's okay too. But I think, you know, it's not having a master's or a PhD. Like at one time, women did not do that, but now we do, mm-hmm. right? And that's a good thing. Yeah. So I think our world is more open, and it's a global economy, and I think there's so many different factors.
Agreed. So what do you say no to so that you can say yes to your business and yes to your daughter?
Oh my gosh, I'm really learning how to say no still. What do I say no to? I don't say no often enough. I really don't.
Welcome to every mom ever.
Oh my gosh, I volunteer more than I should, but it's hard to say no because I love it. I volunteer with my synagogue as much as I possibly can. I volunteer with you know, other local organizations that are important to me. I don't say no as much as I should.
Okay, Ruth, we found your action step for the day. You may have heard on the podcast before that sometimes what we have people do is go home and write out a list of everything they're doing and then see what no longer serves them. So I think that is your goal for the day.
Yes.
If you can't even determine what you say no to, then you're not saying it often enough.
Exactly. You know, I am in a place in my life where I have learned many lessons. And one of the lessons that I have learned through my mom had Alzheimer's. And so I learned that you never know what tomorrow will bring. And so I don't want to miss a moment of possibilities. And so I don't say no very often, but I'm working on that. I really am. Many people have told me I need to learn to say no.
Yeah. What do you and your daughter do for connection? I think as a mom, and I have three daughters, I am terrified of the preteen / teen years. And so I'm always looking for ideas for connection.
Well, what we really do try to spend, I mean, she's 15, but we still cuddle. I still get to tuck her in every night. She wants me to. And as long as she wants me to, I'm going to keep doing it. I might go to college with her and do it. I'm not sure that I'm ready for that break. Because it is the two of us in our household, we spend a lot of time together. I try to support her interest as well. She's very active in her youth group. And, you know, I try to help her and support her in those things. She comes on deliveries with me frequently. And so we have a lot of car time together. We do go down the shore and spend some time there. It's sort of a Jersey thing. And while I will always be a girl from Louisville, my daughter was born in Louisville. It is home. We do become a little bit more Jersey as the years pass. I know. I will never call this my hometown, though. Ever. Won't happen. Maybe it will. I don't know. It's actually, you know what? South Jersey is actually very nice. I'm currently sitting by the Cooper River at a park, and it's really lovely. And there are ducks all and geese all over the place, and it's actually very nice here. We spend time walking and looking at things on the internet. Every social media that she has access to, I also have access to. So sometimes we spend time looking on Instagram pictures together and looking at, you know, crazy nail polish stuff. If it interests her, I try to take an interest in it.
I think that is amazing in its simplicity and its depth, because our kids want to engage us in what they are interested in. And sometimes that's really hard. Like, I really don't care about Mario Kart, but one of my kids is obsessed. And so I'm trying to be okay with it. I'm like, of course I want to play that with you again.
It's like Barney. I was so glad when she didn't like Barney anymore. I sat and watched those Barney videos and shows with her each and every time, but it was torture.
These are the sacrifices our children don't realize we're making for them.
I think Barney scarred me, actually.
Ruth, let's talk about business. So how are people hearing about Cupcakes by Ruth?
So many people ask me that. I do not pay for advertising. Every once in a while, I'll spend maybe $10 on Facebook ads a couple of times a year. But typically, I am word of mouth, and I have a lot of mouths talking about me because I network hard. I network smart, but I network hard. And that's really how people hear about my business.
So what does that networking look like for you?
I am involved in a few groups as members, but I also try to keep up with different local events, and sometimes if I'll pop into something, I keep up with people that I have met really through social media, but sometimes I'll just send them a note saying, hey, I'm thinking about you. I hope everything's good in your world. My business is really all about happy events. I have the happiest business ever. I make sweets for people, and I get to be part of their life celebrations. So, I check in with people that I've met, and I go to meetings as much as I possibly can. I Skype whenever I can. I really just try to network, but network in a smart way. So if I ever say no anyplace, maybe it's to networking events. But that's really important to my business is networking.
Yeah. And as a solo entrepreneur and a solo parent, where are you finding support? Where is your safe space?
I have the best girlfriends in the world. I have many friends that I've met through networking, but I have friends outside of that that are not involved in any way, shape, or form with work, so that I have that definite separation. And my girlfriends are the best girlfriends ever. We went and saw on 9:30 on a Friday, we saw Wonder Woman, like 9:30 in the morning, because I work weekends.
Wow. Right?
So they understand that I can't go see a movie on a Saturday night because I'm setting up cupcakes someplace. But they understand that 9:30 on a Friday morning is perfect for me. So I have Wonder Women all around me for sure.
Yeah. And you know, that cliche that they say, like, find your tribe and love them hard. That is so important to me these days. So I really relate to that. Let's talk about how long you've been in business and how that has changed over time.
Yeah. So August 15th will be 5 years for me. I cannot believe it. When I started this, I was really just doing it to sort of help my daughter transition. And then I won a couple of awards and I thought, oh, maybe I'll do this a little bit longer. And maybe I'll just, you know, I'll pay for my daughter's bat mitzvah and then I'll be done with this. But I couldn't get out. They kept pulling me back in and pulling me back in. It was crazy. So 5 years into this, and in the beginning, I really did say yes to everything. This is where I say no, now that I think about it. I said yes to everything. I gave cupcakes away to anybody who would ask. If I thought that their business needed cupcakes for something, I knocked on doors. I really gave away my product everywhere and anywhere. Now I have learned to say no to charities and organizations, because if I said yes to everybody that wanted free stuff, I could not stay in business. Mm-hmm. I really try to focus on one charity a month. And because my mom had Alzheimer's, I focus on Alzheimer's as my charity of focus throughout the year. So if it's something related to Alzheimer's, then I will support it in any way that I'm able. But, you know, I take more risks, I think, now than I did in the beginning. In the beginning, I really tried to, you know, it's hard to explain. I tried to stay safe. I tried to grow conservatively. I think that's really the way. I tried to grow conservatively. But now I will travel to New York to meet with people, which I wouldn't do in the beginning because I didn't think that people in New York would want my cupcakes. But in fact, they're interested.
People love cupcakes everywhere, Ruth. Let me just clarify for you. Cake equals awesome.
If that's true, why is there not a cupcake emoji? That is really the question.
There is your second offshoot business. We just figured it out for you.
I'm going to start a campaign to have a cupcake emoji on every iPhone and smartphone around.
There you go. So let's talk about New York for a second. Sidebar, because I am driving. Okay, last week yesterday, I drove back 16 hours from Disney World with my children. And that is why Kim did the podcast with Stephanie White. And then tomorrow, I'm driving 11 hours with all four children and my husband to New York City because I am a crazy person. I am going to see some family of mine. But I don't get the New York City appeal. Tell us what you love about New York City.
Okay, first of all, maybe you need to practice saying no.
No, this is a special event, a high school graduation of the little girl I used to nanny. Like, I can't say no, but I wish it were here in Louisville.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. What do I love about New York? I love the excitement. I love the possibilities. I love, see, I go there frequently. I happen to be 20 minutes outside of Philadelphia, but I go into New York very often. It's about, it depends upon the traffic, but it's about 90 miles from where I am. So it's essentially an hour and a half or so. And I go in so often. I love to go to the museums. Sometimes my daughter and I, we just go to Central Park and we just sit and people watch. I love that you can be anything or anyone in New York. I lived there for many years and I loved just the energy of the place.
Oh, and Ruth.
When I lived there, it was not nearly as cleaned up and sort of Disney-fied as it is now. Now it's, you know, you walk into Times Square and it's very clean and there are many stores there that you can see anywhere in the country. So I really love it.
You're truly an entrepreneur at heart, because what I heard from that was, I love possibility and be who you want to be. And that is why we're drawn to entrepreneurship, right?
Yes, absolutely. I studied theater many, many years. I went to YPASS, actually. I can see now, to you all, I can say YPASS, but to many people, I'd say, I went to a performing arts high school. Oh, you did? No, I went to YPASS. I went to Walden when Walden had a theater down out at the old KMI.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I can have this conversation with you.
I know, I love
I'm
it.
I'm so happy. You have no idea. Oh my gosh. Now I just need a little bourbon to have this discussion. But I really, I think that what theater gave me and what New York gave me and maybe what I brought into being an entrepreneur is that you really can be anything. Other people do not define who you are, who you can be. And I would say that what being an entrepreneur, what cupcakes have given me, and I know this sounds so silly, but cupcakes gave me self-confidence that I didn't get anywhere else from any other job, from any boss saying, oh, good job. I never got the same sort of sense of accomplishment in other jobs that I get when someone tells me or posts on Facebook. Someone just posted on Facebook, this beautiful, lovely, lovely human being. She's amazing. And she just posted the nicest thing about what my product added to her baby shower. I mean, really, you're having a baby. That's a beautiful, beautiful experience. That is awesome. That I had even the smallest little bit to do with that is really a blessing to me, mm-hmm. you know? So I do love New York and I do love possibilities. Maybe this is my destiny.
Yeah. I just love, sometimes I think we beat ourselves up and we're like, oh, I don't work for a nonprofit, or I don't, you know, yeah. I don't know. I don't work for a social justice group. So I'm not bringing something to the table. And I love that you're able to say, no, you know what? This is good for people's lives. I think about, you know, Kim owns a boutique nursing wear store online, and what a gift she's giving these new moms that they can feel beautiful. And I don't know, I think I love your perspective on that, that cupcakes are really making people's lives better. That's
well, I, you know, I don't know that cupcakes are making people's lives better, but I just like, maybe they are. I don't know.
I think they are.
I really love cupcakes, and it is, but I have best clients in the world. I have the happiest clients in the world. I have the nicest people. I know that of attraction and all of that stuff, and I don't know about that, but I am so lucky to do what I do, and it's not something that I take for granted. And you know, dropping off you know, desserts for this baby shower, I'm delighted for her. I get to share in people's joy, and that's really, it's a good thing. You know, look, I wish somebody had been around to help me feel better when I was nursing or trying to do all that stuff. That would have been a good thing too. I think that no matter what you do, even, you know, lawyers and accountants and, you know, everybody adds something. If you find joy in what it is that you're doing, I think that translates whatever your job is.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Can you tell us about how you got on The Chew and Dr. Oz? And
yeah, this new worldwide fame. Tell us about it.
How that happened.
You know, let me just put the whole fame thing to rest. I go and do those shows, but I still have to come home and do homework with my daughter. So it really is about seeking balance. Trust me on that. Because I network so much, someone that I know, a lovely, lovely person, gave me a phone number and said, here, they're looking for an expert baker, I think, that you should call. I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't know what it was for. I just called the phone number. And, you know, I called and they answered, Dr. Oz. And I was like, ooh, okay. And so what I tell people, and this is all adults listening to this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I tell people is that I give good phone. And that's how I got the gig. So I really believe that everything in life happens for a reason. That is my guiding principle. Everything happens for a reason. And all of those years that I studied theater and that I, you know, thought I was going to be a Broadway actress didn't actually happen, but it did get me ready to talk to the producers at Dr. Oz. And so I guess they liked my energy and they had me come in. And it is important to always be your brand. This is what I tell. I do some consulting, and this is what I tell people. You are your brand without question. You are always your brand when you're an entrepreneur and a solopreneur. And so I brought Boozy Cupcakes with me for the producers, not for Dr. Oz, but for the producers.
Nice. You would win me over with that too.
And so we became very friendly. I did the show. It actually turned out to be something different. I was flexible. That's fine. They called me to come back several times. I said no to a couple of them because it wasn't really in line with my brand. And they called me again and asked me to do a dessert with Mark Bittman, who is someone that I greatly admire. I respect his perspective of, you know, just being kind to our world and the way that we eat and produce food. And so I got to do that with him, and it was really lovely. And I don't know if the producers talked to one another, but I did maintain friendships and relationships with the producers, and something from The Chew came my way, and I talked to those producers. Oh, no, wait, let me think. Oh, someone said to me, The Chew is looking for somebody. I think that you should send this in. And so I sent them a couple of recipes, and they checked out, and in the time that I sent them an email, they checked out all of my social media and got back to me within 5 minutes of the first email. And so that just went on, and the rest, as they say, is history.
That is an inspiring and horrifying tale, because I don't really love that somebody can be like, hello, I got your email and I know everything about you from Twitter.
Oh, no. Well, that's good.
No, I'm kidding.
The way that I use social media is my personal Facebook page is my personal Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But my Instagram is all about business. My Twitter is all about business. And I have a Facebook business page. So I'm very particular about who I let into my personal Facebook world, because I do discuss my daughter and put pictures of my daughter up there. And so while I have many, many friend requests, I don't accept them all. Mm-hmm. But the producers were given my other addresses. And so I'm glad that my Instagram was to their liking, and that I hadn't put anything on Twitter that embarrassed myself or anyone else. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah. It's the same thing that we're trying to teach teenagers.
Good.
Right. Yes. Trying to teach kids that once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
It's there forever, even with Snapchat, because mm-hmm. people can screenshot that stuff, and it really never, ever goes away.
Agreed. Okay, so we are going to move to another segment we do called Fast Five. Are you ready? We're going to ask you 5 questions really quickly.
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. Okay.
It's really fun. We play music and everything. So let's get...
Ooh,
let's,
music.
Yes. Hi. Ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
For
Fast 5.
Okay. Do you consider yourself messy or organized?
Messy.
What
and organized.
What book could you read over and over?
The Tao of Poo.
Do you prefer Mexican food or Italian food?
Mexican.
Give me 3 words that describe you.
Oh no, you're cutting out. 3 words that describe what?
You.
Oh, 3 words that describe me. Passionate, energetic, and loyal.
All right, and what is your favorite brand of chewing gum?
Wrigley.
Oh.
Oh no.
You did it. You got all 5.
You did it. You're good.
Wrigley, like the blue one?
No, the green gum. Isn't that Wrigley's?
Oh, yeah. I haven't bought that since I was like 5, Ruth. Where are you finding this ancient gum?
My daughter really likes chewing gum. Oh, I buy chewing gum a lot.
That's awesome. I am obsessed with 5 gum. So this is my favorite question. You know, it comes in a black package. The gum is actually gray.
Oh. No, I have never heard of this
Okay,
gum.
I'm about to change everyone's lives by introducing you to 5 gum.
You just find it at the checkout?
Yeah. It's good stuff. It's a little pricey.
Why is it gray?
I don't know. So it looks weird in your mouth?
Is it minty?
Is it a funny color?
Yeah, it's minty, but it's delicious and gray.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, Ruth, we are going to finish up with 1 final question for you. And that is, if you were to talk to a brand new entrepreneur, Ruth, when Ruth was just starting, what advice would you go back and give her?
Oh, if I could talk to newbie Ruth, I would tell her that she is smarter than she knows. She is destined for great things, and she needs to just take the leap.
I love that. That was a little nod to Winnie the Pooh, you know.
It was. See, I did Winnie the Pooh.
There's a A.A. Milne quote that's something like, you are smarter than you think, stronger than you believe, so on and so forth. I don't know. We'll Google it.
We'll put it in the show notes.
It's true. I think if we all, especially in the world of motherhood, I think I'm actually more confident in my business world than I am in the world of being a mommy. Even at 15,
I get it.
I'm still not as confident as I would like to be.
Well, so we're all growing together, right?
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. Ruth,
it's the hardest job and it's the best job.
Agreed. Where can people find you on the interwebs?
Everywhere you go, it's Cupcakes by Ruth. So my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Yes, I still have Google Plus. It's right up there, I think, with MySpace, right?
Yes. We all have it because we're afraid
to delete it.
To delete it because it's Google.
I know, exactly. We don't want to upset the Google gods.
Yes.
But everywhere you go, it's Cupcakes by Ruth. I have lots of really fun pictures on Instagram. My website has all sorts of delicious... cupcake corn, I believe, is what they call that stuff. it's my sweet little world.
Well, thank you so much for being with us on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And thank you for, letting me have just a little piece of home.
Absolutely. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We would appreciate it if you would subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. You can find show notes at seekingbalancepodcast.com and find us on social media by searching Seeking Balance Podcast. We also have a Facebook group where we continue the discussion online. Search for Seeking Balance Podcast Hangout. See you there!